I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Today, we're visiting a classic LA restaurant with an updated menu.
It's not St. Patrick's Day, but we're going to Tom Bergen's Tavern.
Oh, how fun!
It's that place on Fairfax that's actually one of the older restaurants in town. It's been there since the late 30s. It's been taken over by Brandon Boudet, who we've talked about on the show a lot, who runs Dominic's and Little Dom's. As you know, the ceiling of the main barroom is encrusted with paper shamrocks with the names of regulars on them. And I would bet that a fair share of the shamrock holders still show up there. Superficially, the restaurant, you know, looks and feels almost exactly the way that it did before it was redone.
So Brandon is sort of walking this fine line between informing the cuisine with what he knows to be Irish food.
Right.
But giving bar denizens something they would like to eat.
Right. So there's Culcannon on the menu, for example, which is everybody's favorite, you know, Monday night, this is what we do with leftovers meal. Culcannon is usually boiled kale, and it's mashed potatoes and a handful of fried onions that are left over or not left over. And he redoes it as a salad. So it's a beautiful kale salad and sort of a light sort of, I think, creme fraiche dressing. It's on top of grilled potatoes that are sliced. They're still a little al dente. They have a nice smoky smell to it. You have the onions. And so you have out of what would be like a mass of stodge, you have sort of a light, delicious supper.
So does he have something for somebody who wants to tuck into something piping hot and creamy and potato-y?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, there's cottage pie. It's a nice beef stew, an Irish stew, as it were, in a crock topped with mashed potatoes. Broiled potatoes are crunchy, creamy. You have the stew underneath. It's a comforting dish on a cold night. And it probably should be mentioned that there's a substantial list of Irish whiskeys on the menu. But surprisingly, not a gigantic beer list, which you wouldn't have. They have a perfectly poured Guinness with that, you know, head that's thick enough to probably float a paperback book on.
And I would imagine also it's not a place where you're likely to find a lot of pre-made Irish coffees anymore.
No, the Irish coffee is quite good. It's odd to talk about the desserts, but in a way, a couple of the desserts are close to perfect, which is the last thing you'd expect at a place like this. One of them is the chocolate silk pie, which is, as you know, usually too thick or has those clumpy cornstarch things. And this is the texture of it is just ideal.
What is silk pie supposed to be?
Exactly. I think you should get that if you're not getting the bread pudding.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Tom Bergen's on Fairfax between Wilshire and San Vicente. You can get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget, you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions right there on the Good Food restaurant map, which is on the Good Food blog.